Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Vav. We are on page 110. Siman Reish Ayin Vav is Dine Ner Shehidlik Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos, the halachos of a candle that was lit by a guy on Shabbos. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph, Eino Yehudi Shehidlik Esanir B'Shvil Yisrael. If a guy lit a candle for a Jew, Aser lakol, that candle is aser for everyone. Afilu lemi shelo hudluk bishvilo, even for someone that it was not lit for him, it is still aser for him to benefit from that light. The Ramos says, ve'ein chiluk bazeh bein kotzav lo sochar o lo kotzav. It doesn't matter if this guy had a set price that he was getting paid or he wasn't getting paid. O shaso bekablonos o beschirus. The Mishavur is going to explain that's going to qualify kotzav lo sachar. There are two ways that he could have been stipulated a schar, either through kablonus or schirus. Either way, it's going to be usher. The hoil v'hayisrael nene mimolocha atzma b'shabbos. Since the Jew is benefiting from the molocha itself on Shabbos, usher b'chol inyan is usher in all cases. So that is point number one. A guy who lit a candle for a Yisrael, it is usher for everyone. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Avalim hidliko litzarko, but if the guy lit a candle for himself, O litzarech chole Yisrael, or he lit a candle for a yid that was sick, Afilu embo sakana, even if he was a chole she'embo sakana, the Ramah adds in, O litzarech katanem dehu kechole she'embo sakana, or if he lit the candle for a katan who has the din of a chole she'embo sakana, mutter l'chol Yisrael l'shtamish la'oro. Then it is permissible for all Yisraelim to benefit from that light. So basically the halacha is if a guy lit a candle for Yisrael, so it's usher for anyone to use it. If he lit the candle for himself or for Yisrael when it was mutter, a chol or a katan, then it's mutter for everyone to use it. The Mechaber continues and says, V'hu adin la'osem medura l'tzarko l'tzar chola. The same thing is true if a guy made a bonfire for himself or for a Jewish chola. It's also mutter. The Yesh Osrim b'Medura. However, there are those who aser by a Medura, even if the guy made it for himself or for a Chola. Mishum de Gazrinon Shemi Yarbe b'Shvilo. Because they would make a Gzeira, maybe he increased it, because a bonfire is a big fire, maybe he increased some of the fire for this Yisrael. The Ramah then ends the sif and says, Miyu, however, im osa einu Yehudi b'beis Yisrael midaito. If the guy lit the candle in the house of the Jew, with his own das, with the das of the guy, on his own he decided to light a candle in the Jew's house. Ein ha-Yisrael tzorech lotzes. The Jew does not have to leave the house. Afa pi shenene min haner o min ha-medura. Even though by staying there, the Jew is going to benefit from the candle or from the bonfire, since the guy did it with his own das, without the das of the Yisrael, we don't make the Yisrael leave his house, even though he will end up getting benefit. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph, an Eino Yehudi Shehidlik Asaner Bishvil Yisrael, V'hu Hadin L'chol Melocha Sheyasa Ha'Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos Bishvil Yisrael. This halacha is discussing lighting a candle, but Zakta Mishabura, the same halacha applies for any melacha that a guy does on Shabbos for Yisrael. The Aser Lakol Lehonos Mizeh. It is Aser for everyone to benefit from that melacha. V'ayin Le'el B'simen Reish Nunbeis Sivbeis L'inyan Kablonos. Look at note number two. Umeshach hazman sha'aser lehonos mehamalacha. So how long is it aser to benefit from the malacha that the guy did? So kasva shulchan aruch lekamon v'haramol el shu'ad motzei Shabbos v'chdei shei aser. Like we learned, it's till after Shabbos, the time after Shabbos it would take to do malacha, you have to wait till that time. V'afilu imtziva ha'yisrael asanach rilasas malacha avuru b'Shabbos. And even if the Yisrael commanded the guy to do the malacha for him on Shabbos, kasva shulchan aruch lekamon shelo neser lehonos mehamalacha rak ad motzei Shabbos v'chdei shei aser. It's only aser for the rest of Shabbos and after Shabbos, the time it takes to do the malacha. U'keshachal Yom Tov Achar HaShabbos, if Shabbos leads into Yom Tov, the Shulchan Aruch will tell us later on, She'asr ad motzei Yom Tov b'chlei she'yasu. It's not only asr on Shabbos, it's also asr on Yom Tov, plus afterwards, the time it takes to do that malacha. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, so a guy lit a candle b'shul Yisrael, it's asr for everyone. Midir Rabbanan. This isr is an isr midir Rabbanan. De'im yehei mutter lehanos, because if it's going to be mutter to benefit from the malacha that a guy did for Yisrael, we're worried, yomar lo lahadlik, you're going to come to tell a guy to light a candle for you. And therefore they aser to use the candle that the guy lit for the Yisrael. Now the Mishabura says the reason is, because if we're going to matter it, you're going to come to tell a guy to do it. In note number 4, he brings out another reason. We've had this previously as well. The other reason is Stam, that it's usher to get hanoah from any malacha that was done on Shabbos. Stam, it's not a chashivas to start using malacha that was done on Shabbos. That's not proper. Not because of what it's going to lead to in the future. Just Stam, we don't get hanoah from malacha that was done on Shabbos. It's katan gimel. We said it's usher for any Jew to benefit, even for a Jew that it was not lit for that Jew. V'lo dami l'mi shehuva b'shvilo michutz latchum b'shabbos demuter la'acher. This is unlike the halacha if a goy brought something from outside the tchum for a Yisrael, a different Yisrael is allowed to benefit. Like we'll see later in Simon Shin Chav Hei Siv Ches. The tchum and the Rabbanan, the reason over there is because the Isra of tchum is only the Rabbanan. V'chein kol Isra the Rabbanan she'osa einu Yehudi b'shvil Yisrael, muter la'acher shalonasa b'shvilo. That is the chilah between a derabbanan and a daraisa. Any isra derabbanan that a guy did for Yisrael A, it is only usher for Yisrael A. But here we're discussing where a guy did a malacha daraisa for Yisrael. If a guy did a malacha daraisa for Yisrael, it's usher not only for the one it was done for, it's usher for all Yisraelim. The Mechaber, the Ramah then said, there's no chilak whether you set a price, you set a schar or no schar. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Mi'er Shabbos, you stipulated some kind of deal from Erev Shabbos. The Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is, De Lo Amrina Be'inyanenu, we don't say in this topic that Einu Yehudi Adaite Denav Shei Ovid. A lot of times we say if there was a set price that was set and you bring your suit to the tailor or you bring your suit to the cleaners, so you set a set price, he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. We don't say that over here. We don't say Einu Yehudi Adaite Denav Shei Ovid Kedei Lakabel Scharu Niktzav Lo. He's only doing it so he should get the wages that were stipulated. Like we say earlier in Simon Reish Nun Beis Siv Beis Leinan Kablonos, here we do not say it. And the Ramah told us why we don't say it, because here the Yisrael is Nene from the Molocha itself on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Yosef Katan Hey O She Asau. So again, the Ramah said there's no chiluk between Katzav Lo Sachar or Lo Katzav. O shaso be kablonos obeschirus. So says the Mishabura, these two tzadim of kablonos or schirus who pirish l'mashom er mitchila ben katzav. Those are two explanations of what it meant before, that you set a price, you were katzav eschar. Al ze omer, and that the Ramah says, bein shehakitzva hoiso be kablonos obeschirus, whether the setting of the price was done bedera kablonos obeschirus. Reminder for us, what is kablonos and what is schirus? The kablonus mikri hecha shescharo stam lahadlik lo ner be'eshe yitzdarich. Kablonus is that you hired him stam to light a candle for you when it is needed. V'kotzav lo mikol hadlokah davar kotzav. And every time he lights a candle for you, there's a set price for each hadlokah. That is considered kablonus. Schirus mikri. Schirus is called kishenosein lo b'chol yom kach v'kach. That you're paying him each day for the times that he's going to light a candle. But either way, that would normally not be a problem on Shabbos. But over here, if the guy does the malacha, it would be a problem on Shabbos. And again, the reason is because the Yisrael is being nenef from the malacha atzma on Shabbos, so it's usher in all cases. Then the Mechaber says, but if the guy is lighting the candle for himself or for a chola, Zakta Rama, or for a katan who has the din of a chol shemo sakonis, if katan vav, hainu im tzrichim harbi. A katan is only going to be okay if he needs it very badly, aval belav hachi lo. But otherwise, it wouldn't be mutter to tell the goy to light a candle for a katan. But a goy who lights a candle for himself, or for a chol shemo sakona, and in some cases for a katan, it is mutter for everyone to use. If katan zayin, the lo shaya kan gzeira shema yomer lo lahadik bishul chola. It's not shat the gzeira that we said before, that if you benefit, you might go ahead and ask him to do it, because it's not shat to make a gzeira that maybe you'll tell the goy to light a candle for a chola. Shari mutter lo meraf lo chachila, that's allowed. You're allowed to tell him to light a candle for a chola, so we're not going to tell you not to use the candle that was lit for the chola, because you might come to tell him to do it. You're allowed to tell him to do it. Ukid lo kama misim in shin chav ches, if you die, like we will see later on in Shin Chav Ches. Sivkaton Ches, so it's mutter for any Yisrael, lishtamish loro, afilu hu makiro, even if the guy knows you. V'lo chayshinon shemiyarbe b'shvilo, we're not worried that maybe the guy increased for you. And the reason is that ner le'echa, ner le'meya. A candle for one person is a candle for 100. So if he did it for a chola, even if you're the best friend of that guy, he didn't do anything extra for you because he lit it for the chola, he lit it for himself. A candle for one is a candle for 100. So that's mutter. In all these cases, it doesn't matter where the guy lit the candle, whether it was in his house or the house of the Yisrael. Sivkotan Tes. We said in the Mechaber, after we said the chilek of a candle. If he lit it for a Jew, it's also for all Jews. If he lit it for himself or for a chola, it's mutter for all Jews. Then we said in the Mechaber, Hu Adin, if it's not a candle, but if it's a madura that was lit for the goy or for a chola, everyone's allowed to benefit from it. Says the Mishabura, de mutter l'chol Yisrael l'hischamim. It's mutter for all Jews to warn themselves by that madura. V'afiluhu makiro, again, even if you're a good friend of the goy. Mishum de medura ketana nami mechamem es harbi anoshim, because a small bonfire warms up many people. V'havei kemo neren, just like a candle. De ner le'echad ner le'meya. Now you can hear that's not so pashut, and that's why on this the Mechaber said in the last line, "V'yesh osim b'medura." Some say it's aser because it's a gzeira shem yarbe v'shvilo. So zakti mishabura v'aiter. Vayesh Ostrim, and those that Aser Svirlu, they hold to the Madura Gazrina Shemiyarba. We really do make a Gzeira by a Madura that he might increase some of the fire for you. Velo Dami Lanair, it's not similar to a regular candle. Mishum de Lefi Ribui Anoshim Shemesuban Eitzel Madura, because according to the amount of people that are sitting around the Madura, Tsaruch Lahosib Lahagdil Madura, the more people you have there, the more fire you need, and therefore the larger you have to make the fire. Therefore, we're worried that maybe the goy, according to the Shita, did increase the fire for you. So even though it was made for the needs of the goy or for a chola, there are those who aser and say that maybe he added for you, and therefore it's a problem. Continues the Mishabura, v'imhisik ha'enu Yehudi atanu l'tzarko, but if the goy heated up the oven that heats the house for his own purposes, kuli alma modim derashay ha'yisraeli konas l'beis achoref, all Shitas agree that the Yisrael will be allowed to go into that winter house and enjoy the heat of the oven. The heat that's going on in the oven, once it's warmed up for one person, it's the same heat for everyone else. It's like in there that is mutter. Sivkatan yud. The reason why there are those who aser by a madura, even if it was made for the goy or for a chola, is because we are gozer shemi yarbe b'shvilu. Says the Mishabura, v'im yadua hu she'enu makiro, if you know the guy doesn't know you at all, shari l'kulyama, then it is mutter, according to everyone, we're not worried that he was marbe b'shvilo, he doesn't even know who you are. The Rama ended off the sif and said on page Nunvav on the top, im osa einu yehudi bebeis Yisrael midaitu, if the guy on his own decided to make a fire in the Jew's house to light a candle, Eina Yisrael Tzarech Lotzeis, the Jew does not have to leave, even though he's going to be nene by the Ner or the Madura by staying in his house. Says the Mishaburus of Katun Yin Aleph. So im Asa Eino Yehudi, Hainu Davka Achar Shekfar Asa Ha'eino Yehudi. This is after the fact. The guy lit a candle in your house. So my Yesh Lo Yisrael Lotzeis, what are you going to do? He already lit the candle. He already made the bonfire, so we don't make you leave your house. Lo Yitzrichu Lotzeis Me'abayis B'shvil Zeh. We're not going to make you go out of your house because of this. But rather, v'yasirenu ala habashal alasos kin. All we ask you to do is to warn the guy not to do this in the future, but once he did it, it's done. Aval im nizdamin li Yisrael shiro'a be'esheino Yehudi rotze ladik b'shvilo. But if it happens that you, the Yisrael, see the guy is about to do it for you, olasos ha'madura, to either light a candle or to make a madura for you, tzarech limchos b'yado, then you absolutely must protest before he does it. Even if you see the guy is making the fire or the candle in his own house for you, you have to stop him. Since the assumption over here is the candle or the wood belongs to you, the Israel. And even if the Israel sees the guy about to light it, but he plans on leaving that room and not getting any benefit, you still must protest against him. The kosher came to base Israel. If that's in the guy's house, certainly if he's lighting the candle and making the madura for you in your house, it's not enough that you're going to go to a different room. You have to protest and tell him not to do it. If the goy doesn't listen to you, he doesn't care what you say, and he lights it for you anyway, you gotta throw him out of your house, because otherwise it's a chil Hashem. People are gonna suspect you, that the guy is working as your shaliach, kevin shuba beis Yisrael, it's in your house, and you're there, and the guy is lighting a candle and making a madura, get the guy out of there, otherwise it is a chil Hashem. It makes no difference in this case if the guy is doing it for free, or you stipulated a schar b'kibolas. Since it's being done in the Jew's house, you got to get rid of him. Going back to the case of the Ramah, the guy on his own lit a candle in your house and made a madura, you do not need to leave. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Beis, Beis Yisrael, Tzlav Dafka, that he did it in your house. Dehu Adinim Shavas B'Malon. The same thing would be if you spent Shabbos in a hotel. Eitzel Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos, by a guy for Shabbos. Kebesahu, the hotel is like your house. Velo Itzrichu Latzei Simenu. The guy in the hotel, the manager of the hotel, lights a candle for you, turns on a light for you. You don't have to check out of the hotel on Shabbos. You're allowed to stay there. He did it on his own. He didn't do it with your permission. So that also would be like your house, that you're not required to leave your hotel on Shabbos. Sifkaton Yud Gimel, this is all when the guy did a midaito. Hainu shelo tzivo ha-Yisrael. The Jew did not command him to do it. Afal pi sha'osa ha'enu Yehudi b'shvilo, even though the guy, Lamaisa, is doing it for the Yisrael, lo itrichu oso lotzes me'abayis. Chazal did not require the Jew to leave the house. Afal pi sha'bal korcha hunene. Even though against his will, Lamaisa, he's going to benefit from the malacha that was done, still, they didn't require you to leave your house. Raksha osir l'ishtamish la'oro. The only thing they say is, it's osir to use the light. Dover shelo haya yochol lasos below ner. Something that you wouldn't be able to do if the ner wasn't there, and now you go ahead and do it by the ner, that you shouldn't do. Olis chamim neged amadura, or to warm yourself by the fire, you shouldn't do that as well. Aval im tzivo mitchila, but if you commanded the guy to light the candle, to light the bonfire, tzorich lotzeis achakach me'abayis. Then you did the wrong thing. You are required to leave your house. If the guy did it on his own, so it's done already. What are you going to do? So you don't leave your house. You're going to get a benefit. Derech agav, so you get benefit. That's fine. But if you told the guy to do it, and now you feel bad, or now you learned the halacha, now you got to get out, and you can't be in the house. Sifkatun yidal, but when the guy did it on his own, then eina Yisrael tzarech latzis. The Jew also doesn't have to turn his face away from the ner not to get benefit. Unless the Yisrael wants to be a chassid, he wants to act in a derech of midas chassidus, then he should turn away, but he's not required to turn away. Kain kosev ha-mogin avrum, b'shem ha-beis Yosef, u'b'chidushe ha-rashba mashma shu machmir b'ze ayin shom. The chidushe ha-rashba is mashma, that he is machmir in this case, that Itaka has to turn away, and he can't benefit from the malacha that the goy did for the Jew in the Jew's house. We will stop here and continue weiter with Sipes and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.